Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disability Advocast. I'm your host, Bryce Coey, and this is a podcast about advocacy. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disability Advocast. I'm your host, Bryce Coey, and with me today, we have fellow advocate, Austin Speakman.
Hello, I didn't know my name was that hard to pronounce.
Well, you know, sometimes you just get a little bit of word spaghetti. So, as an advocate, we all have like special projects and everything. Why don't you tell me about yours?
All right. Well, when it comes to my special project, it's mainly for me. It's mainly I guess it could be described as community outreach.
Yeah.
In some fashion, I help with events and basically, you know, kind of bring people together a little bit more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many good community events that have happened to us.
Yeah. We recently got this new building, right? I think it used to be an old church near Rallies.
Yeah. 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 I remember that.
Yeah. Me and another advocate, Connor McMahon, really cool guy. Mm-hmm. We helped out, I think like the, I forgot, his name is Jamie. I forgot what he does. Jamie, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. He's he helps clean up by like the Pioneer School and stuff.
Gotcha.
He switches between that and also the old church that we bought. We helped sweep the floors and all that.
Uh-huh.
And, the funnest thing we've done during that was there was this old carpet that was attached to the floor, right? We had to rip it off.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I got a little bit of carpet burn in my thumb, but we're good.
Hey, you know, the injuries of working hard.
Mm-hmm. I'm also not used to manual labor, so that doesn't help.
Yeah. Why do you think I'm the media guy?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I am not the manual labor sort.
Yeah, I can do manual labor when it comes to it. It's just like if there's a preference, mm-hmm. I like using my noggin. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. I can do manual.
I can do manual labor all day. I don't care. I'll just mm-hmm. if I had a choice. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it whatsoever.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's all right. I'm just a weakling. So if it's anything like, you know, heavy or I'm pretty useless.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair though.
Yeah. I mean, I can always just sit it on my lap and wheel around though.
I mean, yeah. If it's not heavy enough, if it's not too heavy.
Yeah. You know,
that's what I say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, your community events, what do you think's been like, a favorite event that we've like done or gone to?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's
a really good question. We've done a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think my, what was it? There's been so much stuff. I mean, this counts. I feel like this counts. The advocacy meetings.
Yeah. Oh, the advocacy meetings. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The advocacy meetings. Which brings me to another thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bryce knows this, but in case y'all didn't know.
Yes.
I guess I'm like the unofficial president of the Capital City Crusaders, which is our advocacy group.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, pretty much. You run the show.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, I facilitate the meetings, mm-hmm. and I read off the agenda and introduce people and all that. So that's my main thing. Bryce, who does our minutes.
I do. So does that make me the VP?
I think that's our secretary.
Great.
Yeah, I think it's like a secretary job.
I am all for that. It's like mid-level management, you know, like
close enough.
Yeah, like I don't want to be the top dog, but
I'll be right behind him. We'll be right behind him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone to different places almost every meeting. We've gone to the dock a couple times.
Yeah, gone to the dock a couple times. We've gone.
We have meetings here, obviously.
Yeah, we have meetings here. Yeah,
like at the admin building.
Uh huh.
We went to the Pioneer School at one point.
No, we did.
We went to the shelter house.
Yes, that's right.
It was a shelter house, not in the actual building.
Yep, I remember that now. Yeah, and we had the person speak about the parks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That was a really good meeting. That was a bit ago. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Can't believe I remember that. Mm-hmm. My memory only goes so far.
Me too. My memory is terrible.
Mm-hmm. But like the AFSCME meetings, I think is really good. Great seeing all the people come by.
I agree.
And like learning new stuff from the guest speakers. Like I'm telling you, the amount of people that that have started coming by, mainly been like day habs, right?
Yes.
And oh, like the amount of people that have come by is just great. It's great to see.
Yeah, our meeting is actually pretty good attendance.
Yeah, and you know what? May as well do a shout out at this point for our Facebook page.
Yes, the Capital City Crusaders Facebook page, which I partially help run.
Yep.
We have meetings every.
Second and fourth Thursday, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Second and fourth Thursday of every month.
Yeah,
except for this month because it's
yeah. Except for this month, like after the holidays, then we go back to in person.
Yeah.
On the second Thursday of like every month, we have the Coffee with the Crusaders.
Yes,
which is our Zoom meeting.
Yes.
That we have in the mornings.
So if you can't attend in person, feel free to stop by our Zoom meetings. And they're open to pretty much anybody, right?
Yep, I'm pretty sure they post them on the Facebook page, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, they do. So it's open to anyone.
Yep. And
like feel free to stop by, see what we're all about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I really do like those meetings. The only thing that I don't like is that I'm a morning person.
Yeah.
And I'm not a morning person. Excuse me.
Yeah. I know what you meant. Like, heck, I'm still waking up. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't help that I, like, you know, we work from home a lot of times, or at least I do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I do the
newsletter. Yeah, I mean, with my project and all that, I've been up and about.
Yeah.
So.
But, so I work from home a lot, and so I can, you know, kind of do as I please, or the schedule, you know.
Yeah.
So I have a terrible habit of sleeping during the day a lot.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
Staying up late at night.
Yeah, like, you know, I mean, for me, it's just insomnia for me, like personally.
Yeah.
That's not like my sleeping habit's weird. No, I just can't sleep at night sometimes. That's all.
I mean, yeah, I get that way too sometimes. I mean, not necessarily like insomnia. Like,
actually, I think a good thing I want to mention is like why I'm actually here. You know, like why I'm doing this.
Yes. That would be great.
Yeah, like I mean, like if that's okay with me sharing. Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because like
this podcast is about sharing. Yeah,
exactly. That's it's not like it was out of the blue. I want to do this. No, it's like me having autism, for example, is definitely a big part of it for sure.
Yes.
Mostly because that kind of thing affects the rest of your life, really.
Uh huh.
I mean, because it's who you are. It's like who you are, how your brain's wired.
Yeah,
that's how I see it, at least. When I went to elementary school, I went to Tiffin.
Okay,
Tiffin Elementary. When it was still up, right? Mm-hmm. Like you remember where that was?
Yeah, I remember. Kind of.
It's near the Mead.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's out near the Mead. Not too far from here, actually.
Yeah. I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that far from here. I went there for like majority of elementary school.
Okay.
Except for first grade, but like that was because of like disciplinary stuff.
Yeah.
At the time, because I mean I didn't know better.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha.
I mean, of course, me processing everything else and being like overwhelmed constantly while in that environment of a school environment didn't help.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, like the average school environment, like even like when I went to middle school and high school, just wasn't for me.
Yeah, I mean,
it really was. I felt like I was forcing myself to go.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
which I know a lot of people can relate to, but
yeah,
for me, it was like, oh my lord, I don't know how else to describe it besides just it was bad.
Yeah.
The main reason I dealt is because like of how it was, well, in Tiffin Elementary, it was kind of it was rough.
I can imagine.
Yeah. But I'm not saying I'm blaming the teachers or the staff or anything like that.
Yeah.
Cause that's not entirely their fault.
Yeah.
It's just, they just didn't know what to do.
I'm going
to
say, yeah, some people just don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
How to handle that.
It was during a time where they were just figuring out what autism is.
Yeah.
And it exists and people have it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what they did is that they tried what worked with the last person with autism.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's different for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Like for some, like I mean, if it was all, if like it depends on the person, really. Mm-hmm. Every single person with autism is completely different in their own way. Like sure, we might have similar things, but
mm-hmm.
it's all different. It's all, I mean, that's why it's called the autism spectrum.
Yes. Yeah, I feel like that's that way with pretty much any kind of, I don't know, disability or like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, any disability, physical or like, you know, mental.
Yeah, yeah. You will have different people, with, you know, with the same thing, but
like just
very vastly different experiences.
Yeah, like take you for example when it comes mm-hmm. to like being in a wheelchair, right?
Yeah.
If I can't remember, were you like paralyzed ever since birth? I think?
Yes. Okay. I was born with spina bifida.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I could not remember for the life of me, so I had to make sure.
Yeah, I got you.
But like, and like, I mean, some people probably had like a similar thing where they got paralyzed, but later on in life.
Yeah.
You know, and so that that probably hits really hard for them when they can't walk anymore.
Yeah, that's what I've always said. I imagine. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
That, you know, I imagine it's probably much harder to have, like, have the ability to walk and then suddenly, like, lose it. Whereas to me, it's just been my life.
Yeah, that's just how you got used to it, like, pretty quick, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I have, sometimes I'm like, you know what, I get to sit down.
My legs are just here, you know?
Yeah, being in a wheelchair sometimes, I'm like, it might be better.
I can sit around, like.
Yeah, might be better. I don't know. I can imagine how it's. Like terrible for some people that have like, you know,
yeah, lost like, the... yeah, yeah. If you were walking beforehand, yeah, that's bad. Like I can't imagine.
Yeah,
but like, I mean, it's like a similar thing with autism. Like autism, you don't. I mean, of course, you don't get it later on in life. You're born with that, and you stick with that.
Yeah,
you know, because it's not like something like anxiety or depression where it eventually goes away or gets lessened.
Yeah,
you know,
you learn how to deal with it,
yeah. Or you just learn how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
You learn how to either you know, like cope, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and like, you know, figure out how to calm down when you're overstimulated, or
mm-hmm.
or in a lot of people's cases they mask it,
yeah,
like they cover it up and like I'm like, oh no, I'm good, man.
Mm-hmm.
I was guilty of that. Or like when I was in high school, because
mm-hmm.
like, you know, most because of previous experiences of bullying.
Yeah,
because like because I felt like if I showed my true self, I would get like hurt for it.
Yeah, yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm also of an anxious variety, and yeah, I also tend to mask it.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, like, I'm open about it. Like, I've got anxiety, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, my family knows and everything. Like, I'm not hiding it, but...
But, like, you know, like, when it comes to public, like...
Public situations, I'm very...
Yeah. Good at, like, yeah, yeah. Like, I when it comes to, like, being out in public, yeah, of course. Like, you don't want to, like, freak out, like, in the middle, in front of, like, hundreds of people. You
know? Uh-huh.
You know, that's, like, the worst feeling known to man.
Yeah, besides,
like, getting stabbed or something, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things.
There's a lot of things, but it's one of the worst.
Mm-hmm.
One of, not the, but, you know.
Yeah, but it's up there.
It's up there. It's pretty high. Like,
yeah.
When it comes to that. But, like,
Social anxiety has never really been my...
Yeah, yeah. For me, it's not really social anxiety. It's more along the lines of, like, I mean, I'm very open. I'm very social.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not if I'm not social for like a whole day is where the anxiety starts building up.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people might relate to that. Some people might not, because mm-hmm. you know, yeah. But like, I mean, when it comes to my autism, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love talking to people, right?
Uh-huh.
But like, when it comes to so many people talking at once. And like they're like overlapping, and like my brain's trying to process what they're saying. I can't do it.
Yes.
A lot of the time, you know, depending on the day.
I get you. Yeah, I mean, even without autism, I feel like that's
that can be relatable to some people.
That's annoying.
Yeah, yeah. Like
people talking over each other.
I feel like it's like it's heightened because like when, with autism, some people might not know this. Some people with autism, like some of their senses are like heightened.
Mm-hmm.
Sense of smell, hearing, sight.
Did not know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, because like some people with autism are more sensitive to light, for example.
Huh.
Like they get overstimulated just from like a from for example these lights that are above us right now.
Yeah.
Like the like kind of slightly fluorescent set lights. Like some people like will hate that, you know. I mean I used to be like that. I think I grew out of that bit. But when it came to like, you know, sound,
yeah,
that never went away. That's still there. I'm still when it comes to like loud, like sudden loud noises, like a like say like a pot in like a kitchen falls down, crashes onto the ground.
Yeah,
I get shook up from it.
Yeah, I get you.
It's not like I jump and like oh that was odd. No, like I jump and I'm like shook for like a full 2 minutes type thing.
Yes.
Like.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get you. Not in that sense necessarily, but like I grew up with a little bit of a noise aversion. I got out of it or whatever. But yeah, like yeah, I see what you mean though. With like
yeah, like some things with autism you grow out of, some stick with you.
Yeah, the heightened like
heightened senses. Yeah, like I know this sad because like some people when it comes to, like so many people talking at one like say a really big event, mm-hmm. right? Some people, you know, they don't see it as loud as I do.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, "What, man? Like, man, what, like it's not even that loud." I'm like, "What are you talking about?"
Mm-hmm.
and like, it really isn't that loud, man. And I sometimes forget that those noises that are not as loud to them mm-hmm. are like deafening to me.
Yes,
you know, type thing. But like. But it's not very obvious. I got generalized anxiety disorder for one of them.
Yep.
And then from you know, mainly I think that's, I don't know if that's always been there or if that just came from school. I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
hard to tell. I mean, my mom thinks I always had it. It was just a part of me. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it probably got worse over time because of school and stuff. So.
Yeah, and I think that like. I could be wrong about this. Don't quote me.
Yeah,
okay. I feel like I've read somewhere that like it does come out sometimes in like your teenage years.
Yeah, it does. I do feel like it got a lot worse during my teen years for sure. Mm. Like when I got to like 15 or 16, it was like
yeah.
It just you know, uh-huh. It just blew up.
Yeah,
but like I mean, this other thing that I'm for darn sure came from both school and the autism and not autism, anxiety. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, what was it? Moderate depression, you know,
mm-hmm.
Not like it never got any like so severe. Thank God.
Thank goodness. Yes.
Yes. But like, I will say. There was a time, like I think it was like my senior year, I think,
mm-hmm.
when I was really like, oh God, I'm gonna have to get a job. I don't know what I'm gonna do with my life. Yada yada yada.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
And subconsciously, I didn't want this, but subconsciously, my in the back of my mind, it was saying, what if we just died? You know?
Yes.
And it was like scary.
Yeah, I get that.
I immediately was like, Mom, I'm having these thoughts and I don't like it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Luckily I never acted upon them. I never tried anything.
Thank God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it helps when like you have people that care for you.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, support system.
Yeah, we have a good support system when you know people will like miss you mm-hmm. type thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I know the main thing with depression is like no one's gonna miss me and all that.
Yeah.
Right. I know that. Yes. But like it helps when you I know it's a simple thing, but like if you talk about it. You know, talk to your close friends about it.
Yeah, like so many people are
if you talk to your friends about it and they listen, if they have like, you know, the decency to just listen or and just you know, sit there and just like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they care for you.
Yeah,
you know? Exactly.
So many people also are like afraid to talk about it.
Yeah, which I mean,
it's getting better, I think.
Yeah, but. I mean, it could, yeah, because there's like a stigma to it. You know?
Yeah.
There's always going to be a stigma to it, I think.
Yeah, which that is
like how there's a stigma with autism, for example.
Yeah.
Like like, oh, you can't do this thing. Like, mm-hmm. how I can do this thing. Why can't you do this? Why can't you do this thing? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I just can't because it's just too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
After high school, for example,
uh-huh.
like I was, I went to the option 4 program for basically the alternate graduation, I guess, to get my diploma or whatever. Cause you know, my grades were, well,
yeah,
what grades?
Mm-hmm.
I went to Pickaway Ross for about 2 years there. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Went to, commercial food careers.
Oh, nice.
Figured out after those 2 years, I figured out it wasn't for me, but that's all right.
Yeah, you know?
At least I found out.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I did regret, though.
Yeah?
I mean, like, not like fully regret or like hate or whatever. It's just more like, I wish it was better.
Mm-hmm.
I started volunteering to help with Dish Pit.
Okay.
There, because they were low on staff.
Mm-hmm.
In the cafeteria.
Yeah, I get you.
And, later on, they were like, hey, I want to offer you a job position, like a student worker position. I'm like, okay, I mean,
nice.
Get some income, why not?
Yeah.
And I'm working like 5 days a week. I mean, come on, that's...
Yeah.
That's a good amount of money right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's what I thought at the time. Also, it would look good on the resume.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Dish Pit. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, okay,
It's Dish Pit. Mm-hmm. We have this, like, industrial... like dishwasher that's okay. on like the whole time.
By oh, jeez.
And, I mean, I don't care that it was hot and steamy in there.
Mm-hmm.
What I cared about was the noise it was producing.
I can imagine.
It was like, we were right next to it the entire time. And, not to mention the amount of trays coming in. I had to like wipe them down before pulling them in there and all that.
Yeah.
And also to deal with like the, like no offense to them because like you know they were younger then, you know what I mean,
uh-huh.
but like dealing with like the other like the students there,
yes,
you know, when them passing the trains over, they're mm-hmm. like I don't know why this stuck with me, but like there was this one dude that like came in me a train. He was on my bus at the time, and we were mm-hmm. on the same bus. He literally came by, put down his tray with his and next to his friend. He pointed at me. He's like, this guy's weird. He walked away. I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah, that's rude.
I'm like, what did I do?
That's
and I actually stuck with me throughout the entire day. I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what did I do, man? Like, this guy is weird, and then walks away. Like
that? Yeah, that's that's weird.
That when baffled you, like, that like, you're, why you're, you just like that baffled that? Me. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Like I'm over here working.
Yeah.
Leave me alone, man. Like
kids are pretty ruthless.
Yeah, like, after a while of like, after that, I was like, dang, I don't know if I want to get another job at the moment after that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, not after, you know, the weird comment. No, I mean, like, just the overstimulating Dish Pit.
Yes. Yes. I get you.
Yeah.
The noise like, and the.
Yeah. Eventually I quit that job because, mm-hmm. like, it was just like, I just couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's no other way of putting it. It just wasn't for me.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. Most people I've met who have worked Dish Pit, they will tell you the exact same thing. It's awful.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah. I can imagine.
Like I'll tell you what. Like I mean I know some people are okay with it, but like I know like I mean most the people I've talked to in like my like circle of friends
mm-hmm.
that have worked Dish Pit said the same exact thing. Like it's. There's just too much going on, and like it's a horrible experience for them.
Yeah, you know? It sounds like overwhelming. Like the thing that stuck out to me, like that I would hate, I feel like, is the constant dishes being thrown at you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like yeah, you gotta be quick. You gotta be quick. You know?
Yeah,
but not too quick. Otherwise, you're gonna miss something.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta keep like a balance of like being fast enough to actually keep up with the trays. But not so fast that you leave like a thing of food on it.
Yeah, I would hate that like rushing feeling.
Yeah, like and there are sometimes where we have to spray them down if it doesn't come out immediately when we scrub it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to go over to the other side of the dish pit And then like and like and hands over to this other person who has who's like at the sink ready with the hose, like the little sprayer.
Yeah. I love this job, but one of my last jobs, not the last one.
Yeah.
But I work at Walmart. I hated that.
Mm.
Yeah.
I you know, funny thing about that, every time I talked about people about like, hey, I was working at Walmart, don't do it. Like immediately.
Save yourself.
Like save yourself. Find somewhere else, please.
Yeah.
You do not want to do this. Mm-hmm. Like every single time. Like like from people on the bus, like, not even people I barely even know. Like, hey, you work at Walmart, how's that going? Don't do it.
I mean, I hate to, you know, say the same thing, but don't do it.
Yeah, like I get it though. I mean, you know, it's like it's a big old supermarket basically.
Yeah,
and like that that's like open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I mean, it used to be open 24/7 before COVID. I think, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, it used to be open 24/7. I couldn't imagine working night shift there.
Yeah, no, I never worked like the overnight. No.
I could not imagine like working past 3 a.m., dude.
Nope. I mean, I could do that. I'm a night owl, but like, I wouldn't do that there.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that at Walmart, especially like there are some weird people that come in there.
Mm-hmm.
There's some weird people.
During the middle of the day, still some weird people.
Yeah, I mean, it's Walmart. It's Walmart. You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the. I mean, everyone knows this. Walmart is just. I mean, everyone is a public. It's open to the public. What do you expect? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like anyway, but like after that, I was kind of in limbo.
Gotcha.
Like after I quit that, I got Pick Away Ross. I was like, well, why now? Because I kind of went through 2 years of Pick Away Ross. Found out I didn't like the thing I was researching into.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm like, what now? So I tried to do like a job search.
Uh-huh.
With like with my SSA and some other people, like I had like a team together and all that. No one was hiring at the time.
Yeah.
And I was also like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm ready for that yet. So we kind of put that on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Get this, my therapist, right?
Uh-huh.
My therapist at the time, shout out Tracy, by the way. But like she said, hey, I know you're kind of in limbo right now. I found this opening for a job. Pick Away Ross, Pioneer Center. Sorry, my brain just kind of went too fast for a second.
Yeah, I got you.
But like, I'm like, what? It's like, oh yeah, they're defining an advocate, like a self advocate position. I'm like, wait a minute, this might be it. This might be the one.
Right? Yeah.
And so you know, so I called them. I'm like, hey, can I do you think I can send my resume and stuff to you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is the opening still up there? He's like, oh yeah. I'm like, okay, so I sent him that, gave me a call, and they're like, hey, you got an interview. I'm like, okay, sick. Went into the interview, and it was well, what I'm surprised about because of the interview, you have to have like they wanted us to make like a slideshow, which haven't done in like forever.
Uh-huh.
But like I did like a decent one, I guess, like in Google Slides.
Yep.
And did that, and then I went ahead, and went through that. I feel like I crushed it pretty good.
Yep.
And little did I know, I really did crush it. Because the next day, I get a call from them saying I got the job. I'm like, what?
Nice. That was quick, huh?
Yeah, it was like the next day. Like, how long did it take for you to get a call?
You know, I'm going to be honest, I don't remember, but I don't feel like it was the next day.
Like, did I crush it that hard?
I think you crushed it that hard.
I crushed it that hard. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't remember. To be honest, because I don't remember like yesterday.
Yeah, this was like this was about like a year ago when I got hired, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean we all got hired at the same time.
Basically. Yeah, so yeah, it was about a year ago for me as well. Yep.
Yeah, we all went into the same training. And, mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And honestly, I'm impressed with myself because like he's saying I didn't have any help at that time when it came to that. I mean, there was a job search earlier.
Yeah,
but like I didn't do that job like getting any help or like a second person to come with me to the interview or nothing. Nope, I just went by myself. My mom, I think it was like my mom or dad waited in the car for me to get done. I came back out. I'm like, okay, I think I did pretty well. And then you know, here I am.
Yeah. Funny, a little bit of a similar story for me with like the job, you know, kind of thing.
You were like in limbo?
Yeah. So I, for those of you that don't know who are listening, and I don't know if I'm sure I've told you, but like I did radio and broadcasting like in college.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you told me about that at one point, yeah.
Yeah, like a trade school kind of high school for, like radio and television stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that is hard to get a job in, apparently.
Yeah, like I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, and I just could not get a job in it. And I still have, you know, some trouble.
Yeah.
But getting in that kind of thing, although honestly, I'm pretty happy here.
Yeah, I mean, they give you all the tech stuff you need, really.
Yeah. But, anyway. So I couldn't really get a job in that. Went to Walmart. That sucked.
Well, yeah.
Left that. Mm-hmm.
I was like, what now, man?
Yeah, what now for a little while. Then I went to First Capital, actually. I was the receptionist there for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. And then COVID hit. And I got laid off.
That's fun.
Yeah. And then for a while I was kind of in limbo, and here I am now. My SSA actually told me about this job.
Oh.
Yeah, Jane.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I didn't know who my SSA was at the time. Mm-hmm. I guess it's the same one I have right now, Julie Holloman.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know her number, so I'm like, well, what do I do? And then that's when my therapist like basically contacted me while during a therapy session. So
nice
about that. So that's great.
Yeah, funny how things work out, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't usually see things like this, but like at that point, I was like, is this like a sign?
Yeah,
is this a sign for me to actually get this job? That like that my therapist went out of her way to like, hey, I know you're in limbo right now, but look at this.
Yeah. You know, she just showed you an opportunity, and there you go. You pounced on it and crushed it.
Yep. And, it's been like a year, and there's been so much that's happened in that year.
There has.
When it came to my job position, for sure. We started up the Capital C Crusaders Advocacy Group, for one. Came up with the name ourselves.
Yep.
And, I don't know how this happened. I just became the official, like, or unofficial, I guess, like, president of that thing.
Yeah, you run the show and you do a good job of it.
Yeah, and then I didn't mention this bit. I went to a people first meeting, right?
Uh-huh.
And then little did I know they basically nominated me to be like on the board for that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
On their board.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like to be like our region representative, uh-huh. Right? For that. Because, you know, for ones, the people that don't know, when it comes to People First Ohio, they basically do what everyone else, what the other advocates do, but they do it on the more like a legislative level, like lobbying and all that.
Oh, okay, cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's a, I think that's really cool.
I do as well, yeah.
And so I was nominated for that, for like a position for like the region representative. I can't remember what number region it is. Mm-hmm. Where Ross County's in.
Yeah.
but I mean the region's like region number blank. I mean,
yeah, like four or five
or number one. Mm-hmm. I can't remember those for the life of me.
Yeah.
I do apologize. But like when it came to that, like I like they did like a vote, right?
Uh-huh.
And basically before the vote, I basically told them like what I've been doing and all that, you know, basically the same stuff I've been telling you here.
Uh-huh.
And then little did I know that most of them voted for me.
Hey, well there you go.
Like I think I got like a majority of the votes, and like everyone else got like two or three, I think.
Wow. Nice.
Wow. I think I got like 11 votes or something like that. Like,
wow, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. So, what is that like being a board member? Have you had to do a whole lot with it?
Well, I went to the synergy conference up northern Ohio.
Okay, yeah, how was that?
That was great. It was in Sandusky. Yeah, Sandusky.
Yeah, yeah.
We went to that little conference to, and to basically represent, right?
Uh-huh.
And, me and my ally, Lori Graves, yes. Shout out Lori Graves. Me and her stayed at the conference / resort
mm-hmm.
for about, I think of like, what was it? 2 days, like 3 days, two nights.
Okay. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. It was like 3 days, two nights.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went all the way back. I'm like it was a long drive, by the way. I'm surprised they didn't do it in Columbus.
Yeah.
You're gonna hold this whole conference up all the way in like the most northern part of the state.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I know they've been talking about like changing that to Columbus or something, which I think is preferable.
Yeah, I would have. Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of
there was a lot of people there though. I think they made a record number of how many people were actually at that conference.
Wow.
That time.
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised about. Even if it's in like a far part of the state.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised too. Although I think that like, so I don't know. I've never attended like Synergy or anything like that, but I do attend their Advocacy Wednesdays.
Oh yeah, yeah, like the OSDA meetings.
Yeah.
I think that's when it came to that. What was it? I mean, I haven't really been to many of them,
mm-hmm.
but they are. I think it's what's it called? Like they were with We Thrive Together.
Yeah, We Thrive Together. That's not people first yet.
That's people first.
Wrong people.
Yeah, wrong people. I mean, shout out to them as well.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I know that they have talked a lot about Synergy.
Yes, mm-hmm. they have mentioned that, and I mean, if you haven't gone to one of those, they have a lot of cool like breakout sessions.
Nice.
During the days, and they are pretty cool. There was even one that was kind of similar to D&D.
Oh, that's fun.
Not like fully like Dungeons and Dragons, but mm-hmm. it had similar stuff to it.
Gotcha.
And I thought that was cool. It was mm-hmm. like basically and every single one of them had like a lesson to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like every single breakout session, with the D&D one, it was like. Like pros and cons, like decision making and all that. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah. Cool.
I mean, decision making is definitely a important skill to have in life.
That it is, and I am terrible at it.
but same here. I always need like a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I always need a second opinion because I'm unsure. Not because I don't know how to make a decision. It's just I just need to make sure I'm making the right one.
Exactly.
You know, which is always fine.
Yeah.
That's always valid. Like if you need a second opinion, just ask someone you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
But like what would you do in my position type kind of question.
Exactly, know? Yeah. Yeah, and it always is dependent on the situation too. Like I think the problem for me is with small decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, where are we going to eat tonight? Or, you know, like...
That one's like...
I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, like, go, you choose for me. I'm hungry, man.
That's my thing. He's like, I'll
eat whatever.
Like, I get chicken half the time at wherever I'm going, so yeah. It's fine, you know?
Yeah, yeah, but when it comes to, like, bigger, like hey, where you want to go with this position of a job or whatever, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's like, okay, that one I do care about, but
it's a little bit
tougher.
I care about, but like, I don't know what to do type thing. You know,
I either don't care or
it's... Yeah, like, you got to look at the pros and cons of all of that, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
But people first, I went to a few online meetings and that was Synergy was like the first time I actually saw everyone in person, so that was cool.
Yeah.
Because like when it comes to People First Ohio, like it's just literally like everyone that's on the board is like throughout the state. Yeah, you know I mean,
wow, okay, yeah,
like in like different parts of the state.
Uh-huh.
And that was the first time I actually met some of them in person. So,
yeah, I should definitely try to check one of those out if they're down around here sometime.
Yes, exactly. Like
mm-hmm.
if you are able, I don't know what the specifics are. About like signing up for or registering for it,
yeah. I don't know.
I'm not too sure, but I mean, it's a really cool experience for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then that for some reason, Synergy always reminds me of that Project
Project Stir? Yeah. I mean, it's similar, but like...
Although I know that they're different things.
There's a lot more stuff to do.
Oh, good.
And then there's like multiple breakout sessions. You can choose which one you want to go to.
I see.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Nice.
If you guys didn't know, with Project Stir, we went there for training.
Yes. Mainly.
We went there for training for like 3 days at Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the advocates. I mean, Anthony wasn't there at the time, I don't think.
Well,
Anthony wasn't hired yet. Yeah, he wasn't hired yet.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't think he was hired yet. Mm-hmm. It was just like me, you, Connor, and Noah.
Mm-hmm. So, because we were all hired at the same time, I think, right?
Yeah. And then Anthony came in a little later.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. Actually, wait, no, he was there. He was there. Mm-hmm. Never mind. He got hired a little bit later, but not after Project Stir.
Okay, yeah.
Never mind.
Because I was thinking like...
I remember his mom was there, I think.
Yes, that's right.
Never mind.
That's right, she was. I was thinking, like, for some reason, I thought that, like, he had was hired but wasn't able to attend for some reason, but, you know.
I don't know why I thought that.
No, you know.
Yeah, my memory's a little foggy sometimes, especially when, like, especially when I'm slightly drowsy. I don't know.
You know? That doesn't help. And
never helps.
Memory has never been good.
Never helps.
Yeah.
You have any other questions for me, actually, since we kind of went on for a while there.
Let's see. I know your project now is like kind of...
Like community outreach, kind of.
Community outreach.
Yeah.
Started out with the schools, right? Kind of?
That's a good one. Yeah. We read, I think you were there with me for that as well. We kind of helped out with that.
Yes.
We actually read like an inclusion book to some of the kids at the schools.
Yes.
And I can't remember what school it was. I think it was Adina. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
It was at one of the schools. I was reading the inclusion book. I was introducing myself, like, "Hi, I'm Austin," and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that I have autism.
Yeah. Right?
Because that's important for me reading this book.
Yes.
This one little kid with glasses, cutest little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's like, "Oh, I have that too." I'm like, nice. "Really? That's great." Like I was surprised for him to actually speak out on that. I'm like, "Wow." Yeah.
That's good that he's just like, you know, open about it.
Yeah. I didn't expect anyone in that room to actually have the similar thing with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of a bonding moment.
Yeah. And honestly, after that, he would not leave me alone. You know,
like, hey, you know, that's
But like, I mean, I'm not saying that in a bad way. Like go away. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it was a sweet moment.
He was a sweet little. I can't remember his name for the life of me, but he was a cool guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I was also there at least one of the times. I know you guys went to different schools, I think.
Yeah.
I
know you went. Me and you went to like the Chillicothe, like primary, I think.
Yeah, and I read that book to some kids. That was fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was, I mean it was neat because like I know like the other schools mm-hmm. I went to had like younger kids, like maybe like. Like mm-hmm. what, like first grade, maybe kindergarten.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think the one I went to was like fourth grade.
Yeah,
they were a little. I mean, they were still nice about it.
Yeah,
but they were, I mean, I'm not. But like they,
a little older.
Yeah, a little. I mean, not like too old. Not like really old. Where it's like I don't know if we should be reading to them, but like it's more along the lines of like they're a little. Some of them like the goof off type thing.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
One of them. He's like, "Hey, look at this picture I drew." I'm not gonna mention the picture because it's a really awful picture. Not because it's a horrible. It's like the artwork's awful.
But just the content.
It's the content of the drawing. I was like, I'm not gonna mention it because it's really bad. But like I looked at them. I'm like, great drawing, man. Good job. I just walked out of the room.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I'm like,
well, what can you say at that point?
What can I say, dude?
Like, it's like, well, you know, you kind of just kind of like, I guess, walk away because, like,
I'm not gonna be like, why would you draw that? I'm not gonna like give in to that because I don't want to give him what he wants, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like,
he wants a reaction out of you.
I'm like, good drawing, man. I did kind of get a little bit of reaction. I mean, I said, oh.
Well, I mean, you know, but that's not anything crazy.
I mean, yeah, it's not like I'm like, I mean, good drawing, man. And then I'm like, see you guys. And I left the room. I'm like, what was that?
Yeah. I tell you, some kids, I don't know, just.
Yeah, like we all had that phase, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I guess I could call it like an edgy phase. Yeah. Or like that dark humor.
Uh huh.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's had that.
Oh yeah, everyone has that dark
humor. I mean, phase. Some worse than others, but you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like sometimes I'm like, sometimes it can be funny. I feel like still, but
yeah. Like, but sometimes they realize a little too much on shock value.
Yeah, it's like you're just trying to say things for
the. Like you're just saying that to get a reaction.
Yeah.
Like
mm-hmm.
Like dude, it was like the, like I'm not even I can't even say like what some of the jokes are about because like they're that bad type thing, you know?
Yeah, they're like, about just sensitive topics.
It's sensitive topics, and then we laugh at it because like, mm-hmm. Oh, why would you say that? Ha ha.
Yeah,
you
know. Yeah, I mean, and I think you can joke about sensitive topics, but there's a way to do it.
I mean, you can just joke about sensitive topics, especially when like everyone, like if you know someone that's like in, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
like if someone's like in that group and you're making jokes about that and they're okay with it, then whatever.
Yeah, like me, I make wheelchair jokes all the time.
Yeah, I can see like for me, I'm bisexual, right?
Uh-huh.
And I make jokes about that all the time.
Nice,
you know, like man, you on both sides, you still losing.
Yeah.
Like, that's
always a, hey. Yeah.
Like, I'm still losing, man.
Yeah. Like, yep. I feel you on the losing part. yeah. Just, I'm fine with being single.
What can you do? What can you do? Yeah. Like, I'm not going out of my way to find anybody at the moment, but you know. Really.
For focusing on my job.
Yep, it's less I'm focusing on the job, I'm just focusing on myself, you know?
Well, yeah, that too.
I mean, like, you know, it's like job does actually go into that, mm-hmm. I guess.
I've just got so much going on right now. Like, I've got, you know, work, dialysis,
mm-hmm.
I do my cooking vlog, this, that, and the other thing, and it's like, I don't really know where I'm going to fit in.
Yeah, like all that. Yeah, your schedule seems a lot busier than mine, by the seems of it. Like,
yeah, I mean, I sleep a lot too. That probably, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe not. But you know.
Yeah. You never know. You never know.
It just depends on the day.
Depends on the day. But like, I mean, like, it depends on the week, really, for me. Because yeah. Like, there are some weeks where like, there's like, I ain't got nothing going on.
Yep.
And then like, then the next week I have like, what, like 3 or 4 things.
Yeah.
On the schedule, I'm like.
Yep, that's how it seems like. Some weeks, you know, to get your.
I'm okay with it. It's not like I'm like, this isn't me complaining. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not complaining, definitely. But yeah, some weeks it's like, you know, our 5 hours a week or whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, okay, I gotta do something extra here or figure out how I'm gonna get 5 hours.
No, you don't have to do all that. You can just get up to, basically.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's like up to 5 hours a week or something like that.
Well, I don't know. I usually do anyway.
I can't remember if it's 5 or 6.
It's 5.
So okay. I thought we had like 12 out. Like we need to get up to like 12 per like pay period. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I just know you should, like.
But like they're pretty lenient on that, so it's fine.
Yeah, but I usually do, but you know.
Yeah, but yeah, like I mean, me personally, when it comes to like stuff like, oh, is there stuff like where I can get myself out of the house? Yes. Okay, I'll do that one.
Gotcha.
You know, because I do not like staying around my house at all. Because like back to the social bit, mm-hmm. like back to me being like very social. Like I do not like being cooped up in the house for too long.
I get you.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I'm kind of the. I'm not gonna say the. Well, so here's the thing. Like
you're kind of like in between.
Yeah, I guess in between. I can be social. I enjoy talking or whatever. But then when my social batteries run out, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like there are some moments. There are some times where I'm like, oh, this is a great time. And then like halfway through, I'm like, I'm gonna go home now.
Yep.
So.
But yeah, I guess I'm kind of a homebody.
Yeah, it's like I think that's the word for it when it comes to like not like between introvert and extrovert.
Yeah,
omnivert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I guess there's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So I know that these tests are complete and total not scientifically
accurate
or like any like scientific,
but they're fun to do.
Yeah. So I take the like the Myers-Briggs stuff or whatever, and every time it has me. Sometimes it has me INFP or ENFP. Because like I've gotten like 50% or 51% extrovert or 51% introvert. I'm like right there.
Dang. My favorite tests that always show up in my ads. Like I'm scrolling through YouTube, right? Like I'll be scrolling through YouTube. I'm like advertising, like, hey, do you have autism? Take the autism test. I'm like,
already got that one, huh?
Yeah, I got those a few times.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I already know, but okay.
Yeah.
And I took one of them, like, let's see how much autism I have in me, you know?
Yeah. Be funny.
It'd be funny if
one of those, it was like one of those online tests that like, and it just had you
completely it's a lie. There's also like the other like, which was also funny ones I've also gotten is like the gay tests. How gay are you? That's literally what they say.
It's interesting.
I'm like, what? Like, that's what it says on the ad. How gay are you?
Huh.
On the advertisement. Like, I'm not joking. I'm like,
that's.
I don't know if I want to take that one because I think I already know about that one. But
yeah,
you know,
50%,
like 50-50, yeah. Like, but like. Like that's just a weird way of advertising.
Way to phrase it.
Yeah, it's also funny when I see like one of my like say like my friends like on YouTube. He's like, "Why do I keep getting these ads?" Mm-hmm. Like I'm straight, man.
Yeah.
Like why am I getting these?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, man. They're trying to maybe just try to say something. Nah.
Yeah. I gotta be honest. I don't know. I don't pay attention to the ads very much.
Yeah, but they're very silly to me.
Yes.
Like, very funny to me. I mean, like, it's like a similar thing with, like, the political, like, those political ads.
Oh, I hate the political ads.
Oh, God. Sherrod Brown, too liberal for Ohio.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, whatever.
Like, okay. This isn't me getting political. It's just, it's just funny to listen to.
I get you. Just
there's during that advertisement, during that little that political ad where it's like there's like a liberal meter, like a liberal dial. I'm like, and it goes up and up and up. It's like too liberal for Ohio.
Yeah,
I'm like, what?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What you talking about, Willis?
But he's probably a cool guy. I don't know, man.
I mean, I'm not gonna say where I lie.
Honestly, I don't know if I lie anywhere really at the moment.
I definitely lie more on one side than the other.
Yeah,
but both sides are annoying with the ads.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the point.
Yeah,
I think they make them annoying on purpose.
Yeah, which that doesn't make sense because that just makes me annoyed with you.
Yeah, like you want me to vote for you? Okay, I'm going to ignore you now.
Yeah,
Then if you're gonna tell me to vote for you, I'm not gonna vote for you. Like that's how my brain works.
Yeah,
you tell me to do something like really urgently, I'm like, nah, I don't want to do it no more.
Yeah, my thing is just like my vote's not gonna change because of your ads.
Yeah, I know, but like I'm gonna be like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Yeah. Huh? What? Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm just gonna be like, all right, fast forward.
I can't skip those ads because like I have they'll show up on Hulu, man.
Oh, on Hulu,
They show up on Hulu and you can't skip them.
Yeah, that sucks.
You can't skip them. It's like oh, what Sherrod Brown do this time? Like,
yeah. Sherrod Brown murdered a family.
He killed my dog.
Yeah. Yeah, they get a little excessive.
It's like Sherrod Brown murdered my family in cold blood. That's all he did himself, man.
Yeah. I don't know about all that. That's a little much.
And then he comes out with they pull out this little thing where it's they use biological men in women's sports.
Oh,
wow. I'm like,
Oh no, that's terrifying.
Oh no, anyway.
Yeah.
And then what the funniest thing too is after that, Sherrod Brown put out his own advertisement basically saying, hey, yo, this is a lie.
Yeah.
And they show like a clip of like this news station with like a fact checker.
Uh-huh.
And he's like they said all this is a lie.
Yeah.
Basically. And he's like Sherrod Brown's a cool guy, man, for real.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I don't know why.
It's so funny to me. It's just so funny to me.
Yeah. I find it funny that, like, you know, it's always like this person that I'm running against is bad, and never like, here's what I can do.
Like, remember when politics were like respectful?
Yeah, that went out
the
window.
Like, that went out the window pretty quick.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, like, shout, like, there would be a debate. It's like, hey, shout out to this guy for doing this, and everyone would be like clapping, and mm-hmm. like, and now it's just them roasting each other on stage.
Yep.
And, like, I mean, I don't know what's funnier.
Like, I mean, yeah.
I mean, because he's thinking, like, back in 2016.
Yeah. Right?
The debate between Donald Trump mm-hmm. and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was a mess.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there was a lot of material there.
Yeah.
There was a lot of material there, like meme material, I guess.
Like, it's funny, but in a
way. It's like, oh, God, they're going to be running our country. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's funny in a if I don't laugh, I'll cry kind of way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I'm going to laugh it off and call it a day, you know? Like, my favorite thing about that whole thing was just, mm-hmm. like, there was just one moment during that.
Okay.
Where where Hillary Clinton said, I'm just glad like Donald Trump won't be controlling the police in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And then Donald Trump retorted so quickly, without even a second thought, because you'll be in jail. And the crowd, there was like this is when they had crowds. They had like an audience.
Oh, boy.
Like a studio audience. They went mm-hmm. crazy. They were like, yeah!
That's something.
Like, yeah, I mean, I think like after the 2016 election, they were like, yeah, we're gonna remove the audience from the room. I'm like, no fun allowed.
Yeah, probably. Like,
they banned fun.
Yeah. You know, no crowd reactions.
Like I love the crowd reactions. They make it better.
Yeah.
Like it's like when you're watching wrestling, right? It's like a pro wrestling. Like, speaking of which, Donald Trump was actually on the WWE.
Oh, yeah,
times.
I know. Yeah. That was back when I watched WWE.
Like, dude, that was funny. Like, I don't, like, and then someone made a GIF of him, like, instead of, like, him, like, grabbing and, like, basically being the crap out of Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
That it's just them being a CNN.
Yeah.
Yep. And then CNN sent a threat to the person who made that GIF. So that's great.
I was going to talk about for professional wrestling. Did you watch that back in the day?
Yes, I did. Nice. And, I still watch a couple more like the amateur like pro wrestling. I guess.
Yeah, I got you. Like
indie wrestling.
Yeah. Okay.
And like they're it's so entertaining to me.
Yeah.
Because it's like how ridiculous it is sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, there ain't no way you're doing 20 backflips just to land on a dude.
Yeah.
And do an elbow drop.
Right.
Like how?
Yeah.
Like that is insane. It's impressive. It's impressive that's athleticism. But why not use that in an actual fight now?
Yeah. Exactly.
But like, that's the thing. It's all scripted. It's so great. It's great.
It's scripted, but
it's scripted, but it's like it's
funny. The athleticism is still crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, they go crazy with it. Like, mm-hmm. my personal favorite thing about like there was this one time
mm-hmm.
where my favorite thing, like screw it. Set the chair on fire.
Oh, well, that's fun.
Yeah, like you know how like when they do like the table spots
uh-huh.
where they take a power bomb through a table.
Yeah,
or they set fire to the table and then power bomb.
Uh huh.
There was just one time where this dude set fire to the chair and just hit a guy with it.
Wow.
I'm like, oh my God. And his head was on fire for a second.
Oh, geez. I have not seen that before.
Yeah. It was crazy. It's like really indie.
Is that on an indie wrestling
thing? Yes, it was. I'm like, oh my God. That man is gone.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, he's okay. The man was okay. Yeah, but like,
I mean, they play in the south.
They put the flames out, but like, dude, that was an insane spot there.
Yeah, that is an insane spot.
Like literally, for like a solid few seconds, his head, the top of his head was just in flames
mm-hmm.
after he got hit with the chair. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how they lit the chair for. I guess they like covered it in gasoline or whatever, like mm-hmm. oil or something flammable.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then they just took a lighter to it. It's like, and then as soon as it caught fire,
yeah, just get it out real quick.
Like, bam.
Yeah, maybe it was hand sanitizer because you know you can put that on.
Oh, wait, hand, oh yeah, I forgot hand sanitizer is like flammable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, like I forgot. Like, for all we know, it could be hand sanitizer.
Yeah, because you can burn the hand sanitizer. I don't suggest doing this.
Yeah. But like
do not burn your hand.
Like do not set your hand on fire.
Yeah.
You know, another indie spot I saw, including that, it also involves fire. Funny enough.
Oh yeah.
Also involves setting your hand on fire.
Oh jeez.
There was this dude where this guy jumped off like a rafter, onto like this guy on a table, right?
Mm-hmm.
This other guy sets his hand on fire, just uppercuts this dude off the same edge.
Oh jeez.
And like he did a flip. he's like my favorite thing about the comment is the commentator. He's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I love the commentators.
Like, and then when we hit, it was like, bam!
Nice.
And I think it was, what was it? CCW, I think it's called? Like Combat Zone Wrestling, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they go crazy for no reason. Huh.
I'll have to check that out, although I don't really watch like the full 3-hour show anymore. I just watch like podcasts about it.
And, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Clips and stuff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But like, it's great.
Yeah, well, man, we've been going for an hour, so...
Yeah, we haven't gone for an hour.
If you want to say anything else, or, you know, where can people...
Well, like, well, if I will say that before we head out here, I will say that phone's going off. I don't think it's for us, is it?
I doubt it.
Okay, all right, sorry about that. But, like, I will say... That when it comes to the make sure you come to our advocacy meetings. Yeah, yes. They're open to everybody. And if you can't go to the physical ones, do the Coffee Crusaders ones. I think our next one is on the what day is it? Like the 12th, I think, of December.
Let me look that up just to be sure.
I will also look with you just in case because
I am on my pretty calendar. Sure you're right, but
I'm gonna double check. Huh? It doesn't say yet. Well, it's the second. It's the second Thursday.
It would be. Oh yeah, it's on the 12th. I was right.
Nice. All right, huge. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, but if you guys are interested to see what we do and how we run and how we do stuff, mm-hmm. come to our advocacy meetings. It's open to everyone.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for coming, Austin.
No problem.
And I will see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to the Disability Advocast, hosted by me, Bryce Cohn. Production and editing assistance by George Myers. Music by Matty Myers. Cover art by Lacey Garrison. The Disability Advocast is a production of the Ross County Board of DD, also known as the Pioneer Center. Happy Right 2024.